This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. On Wednesday, Louisiana's Capitol building was full to the gills with people exercised over the Common Core state standards. Associated Press Capitol correspondent Melinda DeLotte is here to help explain all the hubbub. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Amy.
So the Common Core is this set of benchmarks for what kids should know in each grade. 45 states signed on to the Common Core, and Louisiana did that in 2010. But on Wednesday, here we are in the House Education Committee voted on two bills that would have backed away from the Common Core. So what has happened between 2010 and now exactly?
Well, it does appear that when the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education passed the plan to phase in the Common Core standards in Louisiana, maybe not a lot of people were paying attention, or maybe not a lot of people fully understood what the implications of that would be. And so what has happened now is that the standards are being phased into actual classrooms. So teachers are having to learn them and teach their kids to those standards. Tests are starting to be piloted that have those standards being tested, and kids are going home with homework that's a lot different than parents maybe have seen previously. And school districts have had some concerns about the way Common Core has been rolled out in terms of getting the resources to get new curricula and train teachers and get the technology put in place for the standardized testing that's associated with Common Core.
On Wednesday, one of the bills that the Education Committee was looking at would have set up a commission for Louisiana to, instead of just the Common Core and just absorbing that, to come up with its own educational benchmarks. And that was proposed by Brett Guyman. So what is Representative Guyman's objection or concern over the Common Core specifically?
Well, Representative Guyman has clearly heard from some parents and educators in his district who have concerns about the standards, both the rollout of the standards and the type of education that children are getting. There are concerns among certain organizations and parents about whether or not the Common Core standards somehow represent a nationalization of education. Since the standards are multi-state standards, teachers and school districts are going to the same packages of curricula that are being shared around the country. So even though the standards are just sort of benchmarks, still there is a lot of sharing among states and educators in different states on what curricula to use to actually teach kids how to meet those standards.
But Bessie, as you say, the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education has been standing up for the Common Core. And in fact, they did so Wednesday along with State Superintendent John White. Why do we have Bessie continuing to say and the State Superintendent continuing to say Common Core is a good idea and we should stick with it?
The State Superintendent, as you said, and Bessie and the leaders of the business community are all aligned in support of Common Core. And what they say is that the standards are more rigorous teaching benchmarks than what students have been getting in Louisiana, that it's a way to compare Louisiana students' performance against the performance of students in other states to actually get a good sense of whether kids here are learning what they should be learning in comparison to their peers elsewhere. And they also say that the kind of teaching that is involved in reaching the Common Core standards involves critical thinking skills, essentially learning skills that better prepare students for either college or for careers. And so they are very united about why the state should stay the course on the Common Core.
Where is Governor Jindal on this at this point?
Well, Governor Jindal was originally a supporter of the Common Core when the standards were approved by Bessie 4 years ago. But since then, since they have been rolled out in classrooms and since they have become a more divisive issue, both in Louisiana and nationally, particularly among Republican officials, Governor Jindal had essentially dodged the issue. Well, during Wednesday's Education Committee hearing, he came out in support both of Representative Guyman's bill to create state-specific educational standards that could move away entirely from the Common Core, and a follow-up bill that would have banned the use of the standardized testing associated with the Common Core. So that was the first time we've really heard anything from the governor's office on where Governor Jindal stands. But that being said, his office simply submitted cards in support of those two bills. There were no statements from any members of his office to committee members or to legislators. Governor Jindal was out of town. He was out of state at the time, so there was no word from him on his decision-making process. And there was no word from his press office on why he made the decision he did to submit those cards. And then there's also the added twist of, I mean, Superintendent of Education John White is the governor's handpicked education leader. The reason John White has that job is because the governor pushed for Bessie to hire him. And so John White is a very staunch advocate of these state standards. And now the governor has kind of left him on his own to defend them and has essentially said lately, it's, you know, I appreciate the job that Superintendent White is doing. I think he's doing a good job, but we don't always agree on things.
Yeah. So the Common Core state standards and the PARC testing that would be associated with its rollout in Louisiana were both defended successfully, I guess you could say, on Wednesday, both of the bills to do away or back away from the standards themselves and the testing were voted down in committee. So what happens next? Is this issue done with for this legislative session, or are there other things that we'll be looking for where this will be the hot topic again?
Oh, there's no chance that this is the final debate on Common Core. I spoke with Representative Guyman after his bill was defeated and asked him if this was the end, and he said, we're not giving up. I mean, there are similar bills in the Senate. There are more bills that haven't been heard in the House, and I suspect if any bill dealing with education and somehow touching on standards is available on the House floor, Representative Guyman and some of his supporters on this particular issue will try to have those bills amended to perhaps take another swipe at Common Core.
Melinda Dalat is the AP's Capitol correspondent in Baton Rouge. Thanks, Melinda. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.